Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. You know what time it is. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Let's get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Call recording is on.
Here we go. Let's get it, yo. I'm just being ordinary,
ordinary.
But my ordinary's your extraordinary,
extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra,
but I'm just being ordinary. You think Elder just extra? You think I do the most? You wanna know how I know? The Spirit told me so. How a preacher on the mic in the church flowing? Ain't got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. He just extra. Yeah, he need to stop. He need to get off that prayer line and get a job. He ain't hearing from God. He just being lazy. That stuff he's smoking on, it got him going crazy. But still I call him, still I watch him, still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time, all y'all haters get y'all pad and pen. Write this down so you won't forget, I want you to remember this. That I'm just being ordinary,
ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary,
extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary,
ordinary.
I ain't tryna be extra spiritual,
nah,
or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it,
when I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest. Nothing I do no more, it's about to show. Nothing I do no more, it's for the dough. And it's a free download, can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the low. God with me,
say what?
So ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down, not to the top of me. Tryna overthrow the boss, that's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked, that's why y'all mad at me. I'll rather D.O.D. because he got my back. Where Elder is weak, he picking up the slack. He blessed me,
why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the Spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable, cause here we go. But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know. That I'm just being ordinary,
ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary,
extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary,
ordinary.
I ain't tryna be extra spiritual,
I'm trying,
nah, or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it,
when I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest. Listen. I'm just being ordinary,
ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary,
extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary,
I'm just ordinary.
I ain't tryna be extra spiritual,
I ain't trying,
nah, or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it,
when I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in tonight. Hallelujah. This is more than an hour of power. I'm your host tonight, Elder Andre Prevost. And once again, hallelujah, it is a blessing. Hallelujah to be in the house of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go to the throne of grace. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. Hallelujah. We want to thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, for starting us on our way. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise, because you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be magnified. You are worthy to be lifted up, Lord. And we want you to know, Lord, that we love you. Hallelujah, Lord. We love you. And we appreciate you for each and everything that you do, hallelujah, in our lives. Hallelujah, Lord. We will continue to magnify you. We will continue to glorify you. We will continue to lift your name up high and holy, Lord, for you are truly worthy to be praised. Lord, we want to bow, we want to rebuke, and we want to cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. And once again, we just want to thank you for it. We want to praise you for it. You are worthy of all the praise. Hallelujah. You are truly worthy to be magnified. You are truly worthy to be lifted up. There is none like you. Hallelujah. None besides you. Hallelujah, Lord, and we praise you. We magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Glory to God on today. Glory to God. We thank God, hallelujah, on today. Hallelujah. For those of you that have called in, those of you that tuned in today, hallelujah. Tomorrow, then an hour of power. I'm your host, Elder Andre T. Rose, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers. Hallelujah. You know, First Lady ain't too far from me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And later on, amen, my brother will be joining us. Hallelujah. Later on in the broadcast. Hallelujah. Apostle Curry. Amen. But right now, we are ready to have a blessed time in the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. On today, we're going to switch up the let me give you an update what's going on. We in 29 more episodes, so in 29 more, hallelujah, broadcasts, praise God, we're going to be starting season 6, glory to God, closing out our 200 episodes for the year 2022, glory to God, and we're going to start on our 2023 season, hallelujah, on Blog Talk Radio, amen, praise God, hallelujah, amen. This is like our 7th season, amen, praise God. So we thank God, hallelujah, for everything he has been doing in the ministry. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And we're going to be starting over our new season, amen, in 29 days. Praise God, hallelujah, as we close up our 200th, hallelujah, episode. Praise God, hallelujah, our 200th broadcast, amen. We truly thank God, hallelujah, for that. On today, praise God, hallelujah. So we're going to change up the lineup a bit, amen. We're going to keep doing with our opening psalms. We're going to have our opening prayer, praise God, hallelujah. But instead of the Psalms 100 as our normal opening scripture, it's still going to pop up every now and then, praise God, hallelujah. But the Lord, amen, gave me, hallelujah, the scripture of the day. Praise God, hallelujah. And normally on the tonight, like tonight, I go right, hallelujah, into the word, praise God, and I skipped the opening scripture, hallelujah, but on every night, hallelujah, amen, we're going to have a scripture of the day. This is a scripture for us to meditate on, to take with us as a tool, as a weapon to fight, hallelujah, in the spiritual warfare that we have to go through every single day. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. And in season 6, amen, praise God. Amen. We might be adding a Saturday or a Sabbath day, Sabbath night, hallelujah, amen, broadcast. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And praise God, hallelujah, amen. Of course, hallelujah, amen. We're going to be, hallelujah, doing this thing together, amen. We're going to have more than an hour. We're still looking for the overflow. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, and the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, hallelujah, and the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Praise God, hallelujah, we're here, amen, and we're here to do some things in the name of the Lord. Praise God, hallelujah, on tonight. So we truly thank God for that. Amen. My hands all in front of the camera. I apologize. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen. So today we're going to open up with the scripture of the day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm not just going to read it. I still got to explain it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Even though we got a word coming. Hallelujah. Amen. This is a word too. Praise God. The scripture of the day. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And we're going to be reading at verse 13. Praise God. Now, the writer of this text, of course, we believe to be Paul. Praise God. Hallelujah. Writing a letter to the church. Hallelujah. Of Corinth. Praise God. Now, Corinth, we must remind you, it's a sinful city. It's a Gentile city. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So they used to sin. They used to, amen, clubbing. They used to menage a trois. They used to, hallelujah, swinging and banging. They used to doing it all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now Paul has come there, set up a church, amen, trying to convert them over to Christianity, amen, trying to get them to turn, hallelujah, from their wicked ways, hallelujah, amen. And when Jesus came, Jesus preached repentance. And repentance, amen, meant to, hallelujah, look, if you got the heart to change, hallelujah, now you got to change your mind about what you've been thinking. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And what you got to change your mind about, hallelujah, amen, is some information. See, let me put it like this. Jesus said that my people perish for the lack of knowledge. Hallelujah. So it's some weapons out there, some information out there, hallelujah, that could be useful to us on a day-to-day basis that's in the Word that we don't have knowledge of. And because we don't have knowledge of it, praise God, hallelujah, we can't use a weapon that's readily available for us. Praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. And this weapon, amen, praise God in the Word, hallelujah, to the Gentile people who said we suffer with sin. So I'm used to, you know, a different man every night. I'm used to a different woman, hallelujah, every night, praise God. I'm used to 2-3 in the bed with me. I'm used to this, glory to God. I've been doing this for a while. I've been lying, stealing, cheating. Lord, this is a way of life. Hallelujah. Paul said, I'm going to give you a weapon. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you some knowledge. Praise God. And this knowledge might just help you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 13. Now, you can go back tomorrow and read the whole chapter. Hallelujah. Amen. Chapter 10. Praise God. But just one scripture. Hallelujah. Chapter 10, verse 13. There has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, what does that mean? Because Paul always tried to be poetic when he spoke. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All he's saying is, hallelujah, there's no fault, no sinful fault, hallelujah, that you have thought, no sin that you have indulged in that somebody else hasn't done also. Praise God. It's not worse. Hallelujah. In other words, you ain't the only one tempted. See, a lot of us walk around. See, this is a weapon. This is knowledge. Praise God. Because a lot of us walk around thinking that other people have it all together. Praise God. They don't get tempted. Hallelujah. By the enemy. They don't get tempted, praise God, by the devil. Hallelujah. Praise God. Temptations don't come their way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some people think when she walked in the room that he was the only one that saw her. Praise God. Hallelujah. No, we all saw her. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. There's no temptation. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise
yes.
God. You talk about, Kelly, you talk about these people that are caught up in these sex scandals, but there's no temptation. I can't believe they did that. I can't believe they would touch people in this way. I can't believe there's no temptation. That's why you shouldn't judge nobody else, praise God. Hallelujah. Because you don't know what somebody else has been tempted with, but they've been able to resist the temptation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. There is no temptation. Hallelujah. Taking you that you done participated in that ain't such is common to man. This happens everywhere. Everybody falls. Everybody's tempted. Hallelujah. But watch this. But God is faithful. God is faithful. That means his word won't change. Hallelujah. Why is he telling us? Because what he's about to say. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, Paul was a preacher. Remember that. Hallelujah. Amen. He wasn't prophesying. He was preaching. Hallelujah. Praise God. He was just writing it down. He said, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above. Oh, wait a minute. So I will be tempted. Praise God. Hallelujah. You have to know, even though, praise God, you've been through the wilderness, and we preached before that when Jesus came, hallelujah, out of the water, after he got baptized, after he got dipped, after the Holy Spirit ascended upon him like a dove, and after the heavens opened and the voice of God said, this is my son in whom I am well pleased. Right after this monumentous occasion, he was led by the Holy Spirit that ascended on him like a dove into the wilderness to be tempted by the tempter. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But what we forget is that the tempter comes back. Praise God, hallelujah. He ain't done tempting. Praise God, hallelujah. He's only just begun, amen, to tempt, hallelujah. Praise God. He's coming back. Praise God. But the Bible says, hallelujah, God, who is faithful, who will not suffer you. Suffer means to allow. So he will not allow you to be tempted above that which ye are able. In other words, he won't allow you to be tempted above which you can handle. Praise Amen. God. Hallelujah. He will not allow a temptation to come your way. Praise God, that you are not built to it. That's knowledge that we need to know. Because the enemy tells us, hallelujah, that temptation is too much for you to resist. Hallelujah. She too fine for you to turn down. He too tall, dark, and handsome for you to walk away. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's too much money, praise God, to turn that down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But the devil, once again, is a liar.
Yes, he is.
Praise God. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah. And Paul is letting us know, hallelujah, through this letter, praise God, hallelujah, that God does allow you to be tempted, but not above what you can handle. Praise God. When we look at Job, hallelujah, he offered up Job, and some of us, you know, get mad because God, you mean God offered us up, praise God, because he knew that he could be tempted and he could withstand it as long as he was tempted above everything except his soul.
Mm.
Praise God. God knew if he touched that, hallelujah, amen, he would fall, so he wouldn't allow him to be tempted where he was vulnerable at. Praise God. Hallelujah. So all these places that you're being tempted, watch this. You got to really catch this. All these places that you're being tempted at, you are not vulnerable at. But the enemy wants you to think that you're vulnerable. But if you were vulnerable there, the Lord would not allow the devil to tempt you there. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I feel like preaching off of that. Hallelujah. Amen. That means everywhere that I'm being tempted is already covered. But if I didn't know it, I would still allow it. Oh, glory to God. I would still succumb to it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because I don't have the knowledge that I am able, hallelujah, to withstand whatever's coming against me. So she really ain't that bad. That really ain't that much money.
Mm-hmm.
This really ain't a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Praise God. I don't satisfy, hallelujah, my life away.
Mm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The devil is lying to me. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. See, with this one passage of scripture, God begins to open our minds up and give us revelation knowledge that now I understand that that's the devil lying to me when I'm hearing I cannot handle what I'm going through. That record that's playing in our head, I cannot handle what I'm going through. Praise God. This is too much. Hallelujah. I'm about to lose it. I can't take no more. if one no person, glory to God, there is the enemy lying. Praise God, hallelujah. And we know he's lying because the Bible says he will not allow me to be tempted above which I'm able. So I can handle anything that's thrown at me. You can handle anything that's thrown at you. Praise God, hallelujah. You are equipped, praise God, to withstand, hallelujah, the burdens of the enemy, glory to God, the wails of the enemy, the attacks of the enemy. Praise God, but watch this. It's some more information. Hallelujah. But with the temptation. So watch this. God not only makes sure that you can handle the temptation, he makes sure something comes along with the temptation. Stay with this. This is valuable information. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, hold up. The Lord says, stop. Don't feel bad. You didn't know this yesterday. Hallelujah. Maybe you forgot. Glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Maybe you need a reminder. You hadn't heard it in a while. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we need a refresher course.
Yeah.
Praise God. Maybe God's refreshing me for something that's about to happen. And I don't know. Glory to God, hallelujah, he's getting me ready for it, glory to God. Or maybe he's telling you, hey, man, don't, you making something happen. But look, praise God, this week, yesterday, last month, the devil's trying to waste something on you. Praise God, hallelujah. But now I'm giving you some information. I'm refreshing you for the next time. See, it ain't about what I already have. See, when it's like a basketball game. I can't worry about the last game. Praise God, I can only worry about the next game. Hallelujah. See, if you feel condemned or condemnation, hallelujah, amen, praise God, and you ain't God, that's not God. Hallelujah, amen, that's the enemy trying to condemn you. Hallelujah, amen, coach is just telling you who is God on the sideline. Praise God, hallelujah, next game. Hallelujah, praise God, you need to get in there and show. Hallelujah, praise God, you need to get in there and block. I need you to get some rebounds. Hallelujah, praise God. And I'm going to give you the blueprint on how to play this game. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord said a lot of us have been playing the game and don't know. Oh, Lord. Don't know how to play. Don't know the rules. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And he said, with the temptation, but with the temptation, because we get mad. I got to be tempted anyway. That's not fair. Hallelujah. He was sexy, Elder. You don't understand. Praise God. Hallelujah. That was a lot of cash. You don't go to God. Hallelujah. But he says, but with the temptation, hallelujah, also make a way to escape. Hallelujah. An escape is the way to get out. Hallelujah, praise God. So somewhere along the way, what is a way? A way is like a walkway, hallelujah, an expressway, a driveway, hallelujah, amen. Praise God. A way is an avenue, hallelujah, praise God. It's a path. So somewhere along this path, hallelujah, amen, it's a way to get out. Glory to God. It's a way to stop. Glory to God. It's a way to reverse it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You just got to find the door. And most of us, not if we deny to think about it, you knew where the door was, but you thought you had gone too far. Oh, glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. The Lord say it again. See, you remember where the door was now. When you look back, we call that hindsight. When you come out of something and look back at it, and now you get some information about it. There was a time you could have got out of it when you saw the phone ring. Hallelujah, praise God. When they walked past you and did the head nod. Hallelujah, you should have just walked the other way. Glory to God, hallelujah. When they told you, amen, meet me here at this time, amen, we're going to hit this lick, we're going to get this bag. Hallelujah, praise God. You didn't have to show up. Praise God, hallelujah. But you thought you made the promise you made to God. You say you love God. You always say you like God. Say You say you love God, but you hate your brother. Hallelujah. Who you always see, praise God. But you can show go with your brother and forget about me when it's something that has to benefit you.
Mm.
Oh, y'all ain't catch it. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can forget about, I love God. I hate my brother. You don't know what he did. Praise God. But if your brother scheming on a master plan, then you forget about me. Hallelujah. Mm. Now you love your brother more than you love. Now, that's not true. I still love God. No, you don't, because Jesus, I'm telling you how Jesus looked at it. Jesus said, if you love me, you would keep my commandments. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And at some point on the way, and while you're on that way, while you was on that path, while you was headed that direction, there was somewhere you could have got off.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. But you stayed the course. Praise God. You were dedicated. Hallelujah. You know, you were going to finish this thing out. I ain't no quitter, Elder. Whatever I start, I'm going to finish it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But now, hallelujah, amen, afterwards. Hallelujah. When the devil, see, the same devil that talked you into it is the same devil that's going to accuse you of it.
Mm.
Hallelujah. The devil is that friend that gets in the trouble and then go run and tell them. Hallelujah. Then he accuse you. Then he makes you feel bad. You know you shouldn't have did that. I don't know why you was listening to me. The devil will tell you that. I don't know what you were listening to me for. You know better. You the fool. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But he says, amen, that ye may be able to bear it. Bear it means, amen, that you can endure it, that you can take it, that you can handle it. You can handle this temptation that the enemy's throwing at you.
Mm.
Praise God. The enemy might be coming through your husband. He might be coming through your wife. Maybe coming through your children.
Mm.
Your co-worker. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You might be getting on their nerves. They don't know why. They don't know why they agitated at you and they coming at you a certain way. They just know you getting on their nerves today. Why? Because the enemy getting on their nerves to get on your nerves. Not long. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why we had the cast the demon out challenge. I wonder, did anybody, hallelujah, cast one out? Hallelujah. Amen. Did you speak to one today and tell him to go? Hallelujah.
Yes,
some of us may not have, because we may have been looking at other people trying to find the demons, hallelujah, that were trying to influence them, and didn't realize there's demons that were trying to influence us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes, amen, if the enemy wakes up and meets you on the side of your bed. Glory to God. And he's pointing the phrase, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The enemy met you right there, sitting there, got you complaining about the thoughts. Look, just look at them. Just laying there.
Yeah.
Like everything, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Man.
Amen. Just bringing, accusing them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It is time to go back to school. A lot of parents out there get mad at their kids for having to buy school supplies.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And I saw a video on TikTok where the parents was getting on the kids. I put a roof over your head. I put a clothes on your back. I put food on the table. And the kids stopped them and said, ain't that what you supposed to do?
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We complain about stuff we supposed to. Sometimes we want flack for stuff we supposed to. I'm a good wife. Okay.
Mm.
Praise God. Let's get her cooking. She's a good wife. Glory to God. Hey, I'm a good husband. I take care of my kids. All right. Let's get him a cookie. He's doing something he's supposed to be doing. Hey, man, let's get known. Praise God. These are things we're supposed to be doing.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. These all fall under temptation because we tempted. See, the devil don't just tempt you into fornication, into lying, into adultery, into all that. He tempts you, amen, praise God, into disbelieving what the word of God is saying. He can tempt you into doubt. He can have you like the Hebrew children running around for 40 years. Hallelujah. And as soon as you drop dead, somebody else going to step right over you and walk in the promised land. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. These are the devices of the enemy. This is knowledge that we need to know. Knowledge is power. The world make it sound like they came up with that. Jesus came up with that. For my people perish for the lack of knowledge. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The knowledge, amen, and power wants us to know. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's up that God has tailor-made every temptation to fit you. It fits you. Hallelujah. What tempts me don't tempt my wife. Praise God, because her temptations are tailor-made for her. My temptations are tailor-made for me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they're everywhere. We walk around. Look, praise God. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost, we got to let the new people, the people that's just trying to listen in, people just trying to get saved. Hallelujah. You know, you just trying to do your best. I'm not one of them people that's going to get on you and tell you this, that, and the other. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You trying to get in there. Hallelujah. And it may be a slow process for you. I'm going to let you know it ain't easy as it looks. Glory to God. It gets easier as it goes along. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. A person gave me this example. He told me, amen, you know, like when you first start at a job and then, hallelujah, it's a bunch of pretty women at the job. Hallelujah, amen. But after you work around them for a while, they just become regular. Hallelujah. When you first see them, they, oh, my God, I got a da-da-da-da. And if you act on your first feeling, because you're going off of what you see. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Same thing with you, ladies. As soon as he walks through the door, and y'all don't even care what they look like. It's a man. Glory to God. And he's so interested. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But if he gets to talking too long, hallelujah, praise God. And if the conversation be too long and he stays just a little bit too much, or he said the wrong way, you like, this ain't no. Praise God, hallelujah. See, things wear off if you give it time. But if you act on impulse, hallelujah, you're going to fall short every time. Hallelujah, if you act on impulse. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. We need to learn that, amen, you got to play this thing, glory to God. And I know that sounds crazy to say, play, what you mean, play, glory, just like you play them games on your phone. This is a strategic thing. What they doing over there in Russia and Ukraine, they playing a game. It's called war. But this is a real life game, and people actually die in this game. Glory to God, hallelujah. But still, it's still a game. Hallelujah. It just ain't a fun game. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. It is a strategic thing going on between two people, and one of us got to win this game. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, the devil knows how to play the game. He's been doing it for thousands, millions, billions of years. Hallelujah. Praise God. He knows how to work the word. Hallelujah, because he was with the word. Praise God. That's why we got to know the word. So when he spit the word it up, remember when Jesus was in the wilderness, he tried to use the word against Jesus. He tried to get Jesus to jump off the pinnacle. Hallelujah, praise God. Hey, the word say the angels will catch you up. Hallelujah. But the word also say, thou shalt not, hallelujah, test. Hallelujah. The Lord thy God. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm not finna test it out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. That's like, let's go to the top of a building and just jump out and see if the angels gonna catch us up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus looked at the devil and basically was like, you must be a fool if you think I'm going to jump off this building. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. The word say, don't tempt the Lord thy God. Don't do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Every time the devil came at him with the word, hallelujah, amen, Jesus shot back at him with the word. They were going blow for blow for blow, and then Jesus hit them with the knockout punch. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And what we're trying to do, amen, with this scripture of the day thing, amen, is give you that knockout punch of the day. I can get out of this. Because most of the time, think, glory to God, we just don't feel bad. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, of course you feel bad. Hallelujah. I messed up. I feel bad. Glory to God. But what about the consequences? The things that are gonna take place because of the action that you did. God just forgave. Hallelujah. But you can't undo what's been done. That's why you need to watch what you do when you do it. Praise God. Y'all didn't catch it. You can't undo what you done already done. That's how you need to watch what you do when you do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because it comes with consequences. If I get mad at an employee and cuss them out, hallelujah, I got to see them every day. I got to go to human resources. Hallelujah, I might get a suspension. I'm like, something's going to happen because I allow the demon, hallelujah, amen, to inhabit me just for a second. Praise God, just long enough to cause some chaos. We call them leaping demons. Glory to God. I didn't categorize demons in three categories. You got the influencer. Praise God. That's the buddy demon. The one that he just chill with you and just give you ideas. Praise God. Hallelujah. He just try to give you ideas, try to tell you a little something you could do. Praise God. Just see if you gonna do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know that with the guys be like, you should see if you still got it. Just take the ring off, put it on the chain around your neck or something. Tell somebody it's a dead mama ring. And you know, just go to the bar, buy you a drink. You ain't gotta drink it. You know how the devil lies to you. You ain't gotta drink it. Just sit there with the drink and see if you can pull some ladies. You ain't gotta do nothing with them. Just see if you still got it. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I just said don't happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It happened to ladies too. Praise God. Go ahead and get a little bit it up today. Do a little extra. See if you can, you know, turn a couple heads. There ain't nothing wrong with, you know, turning a couple heads. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing wrong with liking a little attention. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, that's the influencer. Hallelujah. He the one start stuff.
Yeah.
Praise God. He the one start stuff out for them leapers. I call the next one leapers. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because once the influencer gets you going, that leaper will leap in you real quick. He don't want to stay long. Hallelujah. He just want to get some stuff started real quick. Hallelujah. Let me give you an example. You ever been doing something that you know you ain't supposed to be doing? And the whole time while you doing it, you thinking to yourself, I'm not supposed to be doing this. I need to stop. This is wrong. Praise God. But the whole while, you thinking about stopping. You may even desire to stop. But for some reason, you are still going with whatever you're doing. Praise God. You can't even enjoy what you're doing because you're conflicted in the head. Glory to God. That's because you experience what I call a leaper. Hallelujah. you have allowed a demon to leap upon you real quick because the influencer was in your ear a little bit too long. Praise God, and he was able to open up a little bitty gateway. Glory to God, and here come the leaper. Now the leaper's in you. Hallelujah, praise God. And the leaper's usually a spirit of lust. That's why he likes to hop around. Because he's left for himself. He ain't happy just, he can't inhabit. He can't stay just one place. Glory to God. He's a hoe. Let me put it like that. The lustful spirit is a hoe. He's a leaper. Glory to God, hallelujah. So he's going to leap into your rent quick. Hurry up and get the bag. Hurry up and get the sex. Hurry up and get the whatever feeling. Hallelujah, praise God. And then he leaped right out, and then you like, what the hell did I just do? Hallelujah. That's that leaping demon. That's why you got to be careful who you hang around. That's why they say birds of a feather flock together. Hallelujah. If you hang around some friends that's like this, why wives and husbands ain't too far off when they tell you they don't want you hanging out with your homeboys and your homegirls? Hallelujah. Especially when they know how they are. I know he a hoe. I know she a hoe. I don't want you hanging with them. Them demons don't leap. They don't see, they say that in the world, but they don't really know that's what's really going on. Hallelujah. They don't realize like we do because we have the knowledge of the spiritual, hallelujah, that that's actually what's going on. You going out with friends that have demons. Hallelujah. They just hang around telling them stuff to tell you. Girl, he ain't here tonight. You ain't no telling when he gonna let you out again. You might as well have some fun. Glory to God. Ain't no telling when she gonna let you out again. You don't never hang out with the boys no more. We ain't going to no regular club. We going to the butt naked tonight. Oh, y'all ain't going to talk to me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. These are the type of things, amen, that these spirits are doing. That's why we need to watch the company that we keep. Glory to God.
Hey, mommy. Yes, Lord.
We can't bind and rebuke spirits that we hanging out with.
Come on.
Praise God. We hanging out with them. They cool. Hallelujah, praise God. But you see what they doing. You ain't even tried to rebuke it. Oh,
wow.
Glory to God. You ain't even tried to rebuke it. Hallelujah. Amen. Ain't it funny, watch this. Ain't it funny when a man meets a woman, hallelujah, he want to clean up in every area except one. Y'all know what area I'm talking about, glory to God. I want you to clean up in everything, glory to God. Everything you got, whatever job you got to be cleaner than what it was before. However you dress, you need to dress cleaner or more professional or more ladylike than you did before. Hallelujah. I want you to come out them whole clothes. I want you to come out of this. I want you to stop talking like that. But in the bedroom, I want everything to stay exactly the way it is. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. See, we want to rebuke. See, the Bible says when Jesus met Mary Magdalene, she had seven demons on her, glory to God, and he cast all of them out. The problem is, hallelujah, amen, we can't be like Jesus. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God, because we want to use at least that one demon. Oh, y'all ain't going. See, we want to cast out them six, but see, it's that one. That one, not realizing that one is what keep bringing back them other six, and wonder why the problems keep coming and it keep being turbulence and all this keep coming up with you two ladies. Praise God, hallelujah! Because I want them to clean, I want them to get a good job, start going to church, get into the Word, become a man of God. But I want them to put it down in the bedroom. I still want them to choke me, pull my ass. Y'all ain't going. Hallelujah. You still want that same spirit that you met in the bedroom. Lord. Oh, Lord, have mercy tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we can't, we'll cast out all of them except the one we like. And it ain't just them. We do it with friends, too. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, you got that friend that's a good hustler. Amen. You go shopping with her. You go shopping with him because you know you're going to come out there with a Louis Vuitton and you're going to get at least $200 off whatever the tag say. Because she that good of a hustler. He that good of a hustler. But that's the hustling spirit. Praise God. But you're going to use it to your advantage because you're going car shopping for your little girl and you want to get the best deal and I know who I can call because he's a hustler. Oh, she a hustler. She'll talk you out so draw and then sell them back to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you don't bind that spirit. You don't rebuke that spirit. Why? Because that spirit can benefit you. I don't know why the Lord going this way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we hold on to things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And wonder why, amen, these other things are happening. Praise God, because you binding and rebuking everything else except the things that you like. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if we want the thing to become clean, become whole, the Bible says you must be born again. And when you are born again, you got to start all over.
Ooh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Everything has to become new. Hallelujah. Everything has got to change. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 And we have got to know what the word of God is. That's the only way, hallelujah, we can survive, amen, these battles. The only way we can cast out, hallelujah, these demons. Look, the Bible says, as long as we use the name of Jesus, the name of Yahshua, the demons, the spirits, must obey. Amen. It said the spirits must obey. And when I went back and read that particular scripture, it didn't say the evil spirit. Hallelujah. Go back and check it for yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. I got other scriptures to get to right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the Bible says, amen, spirits. So all the spirits got to obey us. We have authority over the spirit. Hallelujah. And then, amen, I talked about the influencer. That's the one that talks in your ear. I talked about the leaper. He comes along, he leap in, he leap out. Hallelujah. Then you got the possessor. Praise God. The possessor is the one that comes and he stays. Where you have no control or you have partial control. That's that demon that comes along, amen, and people tell you, hallelujah, when you got drunk last night, you did this, and they blame it on the alcohol. But that's really a way for that demon, hallelujah, to show himself.
Mm.
Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we have to realize, amen, they call liquor spirit. They don't got, when you drive past the liquor store, liquor design, it don't say what we call it alcohol. We call it liquor. That's what we call it. But the sign say liquor store. But under the sign liquor store, it says wine, beer, and spirits. Hallelujah. Why do they call it spirits? Praise God. Amen. Somebody I used to hear when I was a kid, they say liquor is quicker. Look here, quicker, glory to God, hallelujah. But, and then when I took my alcohol class to get my little alcohol license, praise God, hallelujah, it said, amen, that a shot of liquor is the equivalent to a beer and equivalent to a glass of wine, hallelujah. So the time it takes me to drink this glass of wine, you done already took this shot, hallelujah. You already buzzed, and now you're going to take another shot. And now what you going to do? Now you're allowing, they say your inhibitions go away. No, what you are allowing is a leaper. Hallelujah, praise God. And if you drink too much, you will get a possessor. Hallelujah, that possessor comes to stay. He ain't going nowhere, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. He's going to have you doing things, amen, praise God, that you can't stop doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But they can be cast away because they must obey. You know you can walk to the front of your door, open it, and say, every demon that's in here, get out, go. And they gone. If you believe it. If you believe it. See, the problem is we don't believe the word. I hate to say, oh, Jesus, help me, Lord. I hate to say it like that. But we don't believe the word. A lot of us really don't know if it's a heaven or not. We ain't going to say it out loud. Oh, Lord, why are we going here, Jesus? Praise God. Hallelujah. A lot of our faith ain't right, the Lord say. Praise God, because we don't believe the word. He said, if I tell you things that's going on down here and you can't comprehend what I'm telling you, how am I going to tell you heavenly things? Praise God. Hallelujah. Me and Apostle both have experienced talking to people about the word and telling them about revelation. And they're not getting the revelation because all they know is what's written. Hallelujah. Because they can't understand revelation things. They can't understand heavenly things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that lack of comprehension, praise God, amen, is what's causing a default in the church, glory to God. Hallelujah. We first have to understand the enemy. Paul was very always talking about understanding the enemy. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And Jesus told us, with my name. If you use my name, this gonna work. And when he sent the apostles and the disciples out. Hallelujah, praise God. Not the inner circle, not the 12, but members of the 72, the followers, they came back and they stated that the spirits obey us in your name. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. So if it worked for them, glory to God, watch this. It works for those, amen, that they don't even believe like you're supposed to believe. Hallelujah.
Wow.
What you mean it works for those that don't? What you talking about, Elder? The Bible says in that great day, hallelujah, amen, that's out of the New Message version. It said in that great day, Jesus said, I can see it now, in that great day, many would come before me saying, I did many works in your name. I healed blind eyes in your name. I cast out demons in your name. But he would say unto them, depart from me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. Hallelujah, praise God. So what do I mean? I mean they believed that what they was doing was working. But these are the people, amen, that aren't following God. Hallelujah. It's kind of confusing. They look like they following God. They big, they predominant, but they making money off God. Oh, y'all ain't going. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And they using his name, and it's working. And they see it's working, and they decided to make money off of what they see is working. Glory to God, hallelujah. Well, if they can make money off of what they see is working, glory to God, hallelujah, can't we make the world a better place off of what we know is working? Hallelujah. You don't have to get an offering to cast the demon out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. If the demon needs to go, he needs to go. You need to tell him to go. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got preachers out there handing out business cards for their services and then casting out demons for prices. Hallelujah. Amen. Counseling for prices. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. With a price list. Hallelujah. I'll do this for that. And then they actually do it. It actually works. And they be like, it's not a scam. It's actually real. You're right. It's actually real because they use the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The problem is, amen, their name ain't on the account. Oh, Lord, have mercy. But your name, your name is on the account. Praise God, hallelujah. But you, amen, won't use the account. Hallelujah. Praise God. You won't use the account. Amen. Praise God. You won't use the name that God has given you to use to cast out these demons and stand. Like today, we had to cast the demon out, challenge. Instead of casting it out, we tolerated it. Some of us tolerated the demon. Hallelujah. This is if it was in someone else. Glory to God. We tolerated it. Some of us confronted it. Hallelujah. Even though we don't battle against flesh and blood, we told her, don't you start with me today. And then we think we checked that demon. You did. You checked the demon. But the demon was still there. You didn't cast it away. You just put the demon in his place instead of casting it out the place. Oh, glory to God.
Wow.
Hallelujah. You allowed it to stay the rest of the day. Hallelujah. You could have told it to go and wait for them outside. You never know. That might be their little pet demon. I don't know what they got going on. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you got to tell that. You got to get out of here. Hallelujah. You can't work up in here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Not in my presence. And you got to do what I say. Hallelujah. But instead, you put up with it today. Hallelujah. Amen. We confronted it today. We tolerated it today. But tomorrow is a different day. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, the enemy probably trying to beat you up about today. Hallelujah. Amen. But tomorrow is a new day. And guess what the Bible says? His grace and mercy are renewed each day. Every day you get a new chance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tomorrow is a new day. Tomorrow you get a new chance. I'm thinking about Lil Off and Andy. You say tomorrow. Hallelujah. Tomorrow. Hallelujah. The sun will come out tomorrow. Hallelujah. It's only a day away. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, like I said, it's a game, and the next game is tomorrow. Praise God. Kick off is when you open your eyes. Hallelujah. Praise God. And tomorrow we waking up commanding the day. We're going to tell the day what it's going to do for us tomorrow. See, we forgot today was, hallelujah, amen. What is it, the fourth day? Glory to God. It's the fifth day. This today is the fifth day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The fifth day of the week. We forgot, amen, what, you know, the other name of the day. Hallelujah. That's four. That God with that hammer. The hammer came down on somebody today. Glory to God, because you forgot. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But tomorrow is a different day. Tomorrow, hallelujah, you got to watch out for that goddess. That goddess of love is out tomorrow. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to watch out. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you might be finding love in the wrong place. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you got to take the knowledge with you. Praise God. Amen. And the knowledge, amen, that no matter what temptation come against you tomorrow, praise God, you are able, hallelujah, to withstand it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when you pray tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. We going to keep it flowing. When you pray tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, you got to make sure you're praying with expectation. Hallelujah. See, when Paul talked about hope, because I see reference from Paul, because a lot of preachers preach, hallelujah, from Paul. Glory to God, hallelujah. And Paul always talks about a hope. But see, his hope, his definition of hope, and our definition, when we hope, it's something that we hoping, like, it might, like you get a lottery ticket. I hope I win the lottery. Hallelujah. I bought a ticket, and I hope I win. But that ain't Paul's hope. Paul's version of hope is something that's definitely going to come to pass. Praise God. Let me say that again. Paul's version of hope is something that's definitely just going to come to pass. He said, our hope is in Christ. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. See, if your hope is in Christ, your hope ain't a maybe, it might, I don't know. No, if your hope is in Christ, your hope is, I know that this is going to come to pass for me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And look what he said. Let me take you to Mark real quick. Go to Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to get out of here soon. Give me a couple more minutes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. A lot of us say amen. Well, what do you mean by praying with expectation? Pray like you've already got the thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. I describe it like, amen, when you order something from Amazon, like so many of you did today. So many people, hallelujah, you know you got the check early. You got that direct deposit, so you got your check a day early. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it's something on Amazon you've been wanting, and you wanted to get something for the kids. Hallelujah. It's back to school. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you went on Amazon and you ordered something. Hallelujah. And now that you've ordered it, you're no longer looking at that screen. You're no longer on the Amazon screen. But you know that you got it. You haven't received it. They ain't brought it to your door yet. Hallelujah. But it's already yours. Praise God. That is the equivalent to praying in expectation. I'm not praying that this might come to pass. I'm not praying that this maybe will go in the way I want it to go or the way, amen, God has it planned to go. Hallelujah, the best way for me, hallelujah, for it to go. But it's going to come. I'm praying in expectation that I've already put in my delivery, my order, and it's already in the mail. Glory to God. I'm reminded when the prophet, amen, the prophet prayed. Hallelujah, amen. And he kept praying, and it took him about 20-something days, 20 days, praise God. And when the angel showed up, he said, as soon as you prayed, I was on the way. I got held up, hallelujah, by the Prince of Peace. Person, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. And the enemy tried to stop me from getting here. Hallelujah, amen. It's like you ordered your package and it's a couple of days late. Hallelujah, amen, because of the traffic. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. Amen. Because of what's going on in the world. Hallelujah, amen. It was just late. But it was already on the way. It's already been paid for. What is the currency then? Hallelujah. The currency is your faith. Hallelujah. Y'all ain't, I'm not talking about your faith like Christianity, faith like religion. No. Faith, your belief, your confidence in God. Your confidence, your strong belief, your faith in God, hallelujah, is spiritual money. Hallelujah, it's spiritual money. Hallelujah, and depending on what your account look like, hallelujah, you should order some things. Glory to God. Hallelujah, look what Jesus said. Let's start at verse 23. I'm sorry, I'm going to go back to verse 22. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto him, say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe in those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Hallelujah. Let me stop right quick. He says, praise God, hallelujah, that shall believe those things which he said. See, it ain't enough to say it if you don't believe it. Glory to God. Some of us lie to ourselves. Let's put it out there, the Lord say. Some of us lie to ourselves, not just the people around us. You lie to yourself. Oh, I believe God's going to work it out. Do you? Glory to God. I believe God, hallelujah, is going to make a better way. Do you? Glory to God, hallelujah. Because if you did, you would pray in expectation. Meaning, once I ask God for something one time, I no longer ask him for it again. Now I thank him for it when I pray. See, prayer ain't just asking God for stuff. That's where we get it twisted. Prayer is open communication with God. Prayer is talking to God, communicating with God, opening to God, seeking his face. God, give me revelation. God, lead me the right way. Not just God, give me a new house. God, give me a new car. God, give me a new spouse. Uh-oh. Did I say that one? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. God ain't just, amen, go genie in a bottle. Hallelujah. He ain't Santa Claus. Amen. Praise God. Bringing gifts. Hallelujah, down the chimney. You don't just write a list out, and I'm going to bring it, glory to God, hallelujah. If your heart ain't right, if your mind ain't right, if you ain't ready to receive what you asking for, and if what you asking for ain't for you, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he say what? Watch this, verse 24. He say, therefore I say unto you, I like the way Jesus said, Jesus spoke with authority. The Lord say, amen, it's time for you to start speaking with authority. Hallelujah. It's time for you to start speaking, hallelujah, with authority. Hallelujah. I know what Reverend so-and-so said, but I say, why? Because God said, I didn't gave you the authority. Well, that ain't right. But Jesus said, greater work shall you do than I do. So every work we do, hallelujah, is going to be greater than what he did, but it's going to mimic what he did. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, y'all got to stay with me. He said, greater work. A lot of people be like, you mean to tell me I can do greater things than Jesus did? Hallelujah, praise God. Jesus walked on water. Glory to God, hallelujah. People are now flying in the air. Oh, y'all ain't, praise God. That's greater than walking on the water. I'm flying in the air, glory to God, hallelujah. They got stuff now you can walk across the water in. Hallelujah, you can just stay across. You just put it on your feet, straight. Right across the water, glory to God. Hallelujah. They couldn't figure out how to do it in the natural. Praise God, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I mean in the spiritual. So they figured out how to do it in the natural. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. Well, God say, I want you to figure out how to do it in the spiritual. I want you to do greater spiritual things than what I did. I want you to heal more people. I want you to open more people's blind eyes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want you to speak with authority. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever, that's a powerful word, soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. See, when you order that package from Amazon, once you close out that page and it says, and you get the confirmation number, you already believe you received it. You already trying to put an outfit to go with the shoes. Hallelujah. You already know where you're going to put the item. You already know where you're going to hang it up. Hallelujah. God say, hallelujah, it's time for you to start thinking that way. Hallelujah. Praise God about when you pray to me, when you ask me for the things. And he say, stop asking me. Watch this. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible says the Gentiles worry about what they're going to eat, what they're going to wear, what they're going to drink, where they're going to stay. Jesus say, your heavenly Father knows that you are in need of these things. Praise God. Hallelujah. A lot of times we miss that one little part. Your heavenly Father knows that you are in need of these things. So let me ask you something. When you was a child, did you wake up every morning and tell your parents, hey, I need to eat today, Mom, Dad? Make sure y'all, I need clothes today. I need that. Make sure y'all pay the bills because I need the light. I need the light. And don't forget to pay the rent because I need someone to stay. Hallelujah. We didn't wake up as children and tell our parents we in need of these things. You know why? Because they already knew we were in need of these things. Somebody going with me with this. See, we need to have the mind of a child. Oh, glory to God. Remember when you was a child, you believed everything. You believed it was an Easter Bunny and a Santa Claus. Hallelujah. You believed the bunny was laying eggs. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You was a child. You ain't know no better. God say it's time for you to go back. Oh, Lord. To knowing no better. Hallelujah. When it comes to asking me for stuff, I already know that you need. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise God. I already know you need these things. You don't need to ask me for what you already need. Hallelujah. Jesus went on to say, but instead, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. No, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things will be added. Hallelujah. He said, as long as you do what God tells you to do, as long as you're speaking out to God and his righteousness, not your righteousness. Once again, when we were children, it was stuff that we thought was right to do that our parents told us was wrong.
Yeah.
And we didn't know why it was wrong. See, that's our problem, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We don't know how to follow direction, especially this particular generation. Hallelujah, praise God. This particular generation don't know how to follow direction. We want to ask too many questions. Why? Hallelujah. I was raised in a generation where you were just did what you were told, no questions asked.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. God is looking for somebody that's going to be obedient and just do.
Yes, Lord.
Look what he did to Zechariah. Was that Zechariah? John the Baptist's daddy? Hallelujah. Praise God. When the angel told, when Gabriel told him, hey, your wife's going to have this baby, Elizabeth, she's going to have a baby, his name going to be John, da 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 da. He said, I don't see how this is going to happen. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Now, you're talking to an angel. I don't see how that's going to happen. She's too old, and I am too. That's what he said. Go back and read. She's too old, and I am too. And the angel shut his mouth and said, because you don't believe. First, he told him, look, I'm Gabriel. I actually been in the presence of God. Not like you lying preachers. Oh, I'm sorry. He ain't saying like that. But he said, I actually been in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, you know, hallelujah. God told me this to tell you, and I just came to tell you, but since you don't believe it, I'm going to shut your mouth. You ain't going to be able to talk until the baby comes, and the only word you're going to be able to say then is his name. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Don't make God shut your mouth until the blessing comes.
Mama.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me try to go and get out of here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen. But we got to include verse 25. I cannot move forward. I cannot close this message about praying. Hallelujah. With expectation without including verse 25 and 26. And when you stand praying, forgive.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Now, understand, he's adding this. This is not something that's separate from what he just said. This is all going together. Okay, you want something from God. Okay, fine. You want something from God. This is what you do. When you pray, pray with expectation. Pray, believe that you already received it. That means the next time you pray, hallelujah. Well, the first time you're going to pray, you're going to pray like this. God, I need a new car. I need a new job. Whatever you want. And then the next time you're going to pray, you're going to say, God, I thank you that you heard my prayer. I thank you that it's on the way. I'm praying in expectation right now because I believe that the last prayer that went up made it to your ears. Glory to God. And then my order is processing. I already have my confirmation number. It's F-A-I-T-H. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I believe, amen, that it is on the way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But there's a clause in the contract. Oh, Lord. Let's get to the clause so we can get out of here. And when you stand praying, forgive. As if ye have aught against any, that thy Father also in heaven may forgive you your trespass. Hallelujah. So don't just come in here asking for stuff. Hallelujah. Why are you asking for stuff? Ask for some forgiveness for somebody else.
Amen.
Glory to God. So-and-so did this to me, Lord, but I forgive him. So-and-so just throwing rocks at me for no reason. I don't know why, but I forgive him. I got off against a bunch of people, Lord. They making me feel a certain way, Lord, but I forgive them. Because I can't be blessed. I can't go on and enjoy my life if I have the guilt, the condemnation of what they did to me. How they made me feel hanging over my head. Glory to God. So I got to release that to you. I got to let that go. And I got to forgive them. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that you will forgive me.
Yes,
oh, the forgiveness has a check. Oh, glory to God. See, you thought you could go to God and get forgiven from God and stay pissed off at me. You thought you could go to God and repent and still hate me. Hallelujah. You thought you could take your offering to the altar and God would take it and you would still be mad at me?
Mm.
Oh, glory to God. God said, I got to bust your bubble. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. He said, if you don't forgive me, he ain't going to forgive you. I'm going to tell you
right
now, I don't know what you did, but I forgive you. Glory to God. I forgive everybody in this side of my voice. I don't know what you did. I don't know why you did it. Glory to God. And if you did do it, I pray you don't do it again. But if it's already done, I forgive you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I don't care how much you think you done. You done something. I ain't did as much as she did, but you done something.
Come on.
Oh, I wasn't in the streets like he was.
Yes,
you was in the streets. Oh, don't act like you wasn't out there with me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We was out there together. Hallelujah. Amen. We was both going to hell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I done forgave you. Hallelujah. Now, you ain't going to forgive me. Hallelujah. You still on the way to hell. See, I ain't going to tell you that. Hallelujah. If you ain't forgave me, you still on the way to hell.
No.
Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. Because God said, if you hold a grudge, I'm gonna hold one. That's what he basically saying. If you want to hold a grudge against him, I'm gonna hold a grudge against you.
Wow.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 26, but if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Lord, have mercy. If you don't forgive, he won't forgive you. So what's the use of even getting a blessing? Hallelujah. If I can't get forgiven, if I can't make it in the gates, if I can't make it to heaven, I don't even want the car. I don't even want the house. I'd rather have Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Ain't that what the song says? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when we pray, we got to pray in expectation, and we got to forgive when we pray. Amen. Remember in our Father prayer, we say, forgive those as we forgive. Oh, we miss it every time. We've been saying it since kids and don't think about what we're saying. That's why the music is getting to us. It got to us, really. Praise God, hallelujah, because we were saying stuff and didn't know what we were saying. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sweet thing wasn't no love song. Oh, glory to God. As we lay ain't no love song. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we thought it was. We just saying words, and then we find ourselves in a position and listen to the song and say, it must be the song that programmed it. Because we've been saying stuff, not thinking about what we're saying. When we pray, we say, forgive us our debt. As we forgive our debtors. Hallelujah. So you telling God. So you understand, when you give the prayer, the Our Father's prayer, you're not asking in this prayer. You're making declarations to God. That's where we get it. We're making declarations to God. Hallelujah. See, God is our Father. Hallelujah. Amen. And our declarations are just his obligations to us. Oh, y'all ain't. Praise God. I'm trying to close. Hallelujah. But the Lord... Hallelujah. See, that's our declaration. Hallelujah. Or simply his obligations to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Give us this day our daily bread. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hallelujah. These are the declarations, because these are his responsibilities towards us, because he is our Father and we are his children. Give us this day. Hallelujah. Lead us not. Oh, but the kicker. That one line in there. Hallelujah. Everything else will get us through the day. But if you don't open your eyes in the morning, that one line, oh, might have you in eternal hellfire. You are in danger if you have not forgiven. Because God says, I'm going to forgive you. You have declared to me to forgive you the way you forgave her. Glory to God. You have declared to me to forgive him the way you did. To forgive you the way you forgave him. Glory to God. And God said, you keep forgetting, the Lord said, that death and life is in the power of your tongue. Hallelujah. These are things that you are saying. You're putting it out in the atmosphere, and you forget your words are a boomerang. They're going to go around and round and round and come back, boom, and hit you in the back of the head. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So as I get ready to close, I didn't even get to the other scriptures. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But we're going to go ahead and get ready to get out of here. Praise God. Let's pray with expectation and forgive those. Hallelujah. No matter what it is, forgive them. You got to let that go. Your salvation and the rest of the way you live your life is at stake. Hallelujah. The way the rest of your life goes, it solely depends, praise God, on whether or not you choose to forgive. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ain't no use to getting the blessing if you can't enjoy it. It ain't no use to getting the blessing if you still blaming me for your problem. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You want to be able to enjoy the blessings that God is raining in your life. You cannot enjoy them holding hatred and unforgiveness towards somebody else. Hallelujah. Praise God. And most of all, hallelujah, we don't want to lose our salvation. Glory to God. They say, once saved, always saved. But what does the word tell us? If you don't forgive, hallelujah, you won't be forgiven. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word on today. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, amen, for enlightening us with your revelation on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, we receive it in our hearts and our minds and our spirits, Lord. Let it resonate with us. Let us take it with us on tomorrow. Hallelujah, and every day after that, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, and we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. Hallelujah, and we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah. And amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. On tonight, he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I want to open up the line. Amen. If there's anyone that has a testimony, a prayer request, a comment on tonight, hallelujah, the phone line is open at this time. Praise God. Will there be one on tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, this is Prophet Miko. I truly have enjoyed that word and okay, man of God. Oh my God, it's almost like you talking to me because I've been praying to God because God had had promised me a house before I got married, and it seems like it's not coming to pass. I keep praying for the same thing. So I know that there's God speaking through you about expectation. And I know that that was a much-needed word, and I just thank you so much for that word. Thank you for obeying God, man of God, because that was a rich word. You said stuff that I didn't even think about, expecting things with expectation. And I thank you, man of God, for also talking about having a prayer life. Because prayer does change things. And I thank you for that word. And may God continue to bless you, man of God.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, Papa Tamika. Amen. Hallelujah. And that house is coming for you, praise God. Hallelujah. Just like the husband came. Amen. Hallelujah. That the house is coming. He said, just be patient. Hallelujah. And it will be coming, praise God. Amen. We thank God for Papa Tamika on tonight. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Bless you.
Anyone else on tonight, bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. We thank God. Hallelujah for everybody on the line on tonight, everybody that has called in and tuned in. Praise God. Apostle Curry, are you on tonight? Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen. I'm on, my dear brother. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Peace and blessings to you, man.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You would like to add on tonight? Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen. Just amen. Just everybody, amen. Just receive the word of the Lord tonight. Amen. Believe God for his promises. Amen. Because his promises never fail. Amen. And when God sent a word, it never returned void. Amen. So, you know, God sent his word out tonight. Amen. To accomplish what he sent out to do. Amen. And we just praise God tonight that God did what he always do. Amen.
Yes.
And that is, amen, show up and show out. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So peace and blessings to you, man of God, and amen. Bless the name of Yahshua. Amen. Back in your hands,
amen.
Man of God.
Amen, amen. Peace and blessings to you as well, man of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. But we thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. Anyone else on tonight? Amen. Before we move forward, praise God.
Oh, one more other thing I want to say, man of God. I like the way when you read the word, how you just break it down to where even a child will understand what you are, how you're explaining the scripture. And I thank you for taking the time to break it down, because, you know, some people don't understand what the word is saying, but you take time and break it down so people can really get the gist of what the word is saying. So we thank you for that too as well, man. And God bless you.
Amen, amen. Bless you, Prophet Tamiko. Thank you. Praise God. All praise to you, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Once again, we thank God for Prophet Tamiko on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. She's been with us a long time. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for hearing from her on tonight. Amen. Thank God, amen. My brother in Christ on the line, Apostle Curry, the Committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship in the building. Hallelujah. We've had a blessed
time
with the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't forget the scripture of the day on tomorrow. Amen. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Hallelujah. We're going to show them temptations tomorrow. Hallelujah. Amen. That we got a way to get out of them. Hallelujah, amen. That I'm able to resist whatever the devil throws my way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And tomorrow is a new day. When you wake up in the morning, say, today is the day. Hallelujah. That the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to God. So don't be sad about whatever may have happened today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tomorrow is a new day. We get new mercies from God. Hallelujah. Act like it. Praise God. Amen. So we thank God on today.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Take that scripture with you. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I want to ask my brother, amen, apostle, amen, would you do us the honor, amen, and pray us out on tonight? Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord, brother. I can do that. Amen. Man of God, amen. I also wake my spirit too. Amen. As you was teaching on tonight, amen, that there ain't no new devices that the enemy have. Amen. He don't have no new tricks. Amen. Everything is common. Amen. But it's all in how we look at it. Amen. But see, God at the end of it has already made a way out. We just got to take the exit. Amen. Like you said in the night, amen.
Amen.
We just got to know when the stage left. Amen. A lot of things we go through, we put on ourselves. God said, I've been made the way of escape for you, but you didn't take it. I kept telling you, amen, this is the way out. Glory to God. You kept telling me, Lord, give me patience to go through the fire. God said, no, I don't want to give you patience to go through the fire. I want to bring you out the fire.
Yes.
Amen. Let's see, man, God can't bring us out until we get tired of it. Amen. And
amen.
See, you would know when you get tired of it. Because when the enemy come with it, you won't fall for it. Amen. And you say, look here. No, amen. That door been closed. You need to find the exit. That's yesterday's news. Amen. I'm in today's news. And you is not in today's news. Hallelujah.
You better
say
that.
And so Yahshua is saying, why go through something that you don't have to go through unnecessarily? Come on here, somebody. We got enough stuff that God has already planned for us to go through. Come on here, somebody. I don't need to be in nothing, Lord God, that God ain't planned for me, don't want me in, and I got a way of escape, but the devil done blinded me. Amen. To where I've seen that I got to go through. God said, no, the devil is a liar. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
he is.
Hallelujah.
So we praise God, amen, about everything being common, amen. So we are all taking the same test. We just might be in a different class. We might be in a different level in our life. But it's coming. Come on here, somebody.
You better say that, preacher.
We got no new trick bag. Hallelujah. Amen. So we praise God on tonight. Amen. We praise God on tonight. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you. We give you praise on tonight. We thank you for what our ears have heard. Thank you, Lord, for what our eyes have seen. Thank you for what our heart do now understand. We thank you on tonight, God, that you are opening our eyes, God. Hallelujah. And we pray for the man of God tonight, Lord, that you use to bring your word, God. And we ask you, Father, tonight that you would strengthen him, Lord. Continue, Lord, to open up your revelation knowledge to him, Lord. Hallelujah. As he seek you, Lord, because your word declares, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. And so, Father, help us to seek you in this hour, Lord. For these are the last hours, Lord. Hallelujah. We're in the last days, Lord. Hallelujah. These evil and wicked days, Lord. Hallelujah. We need truth, Lord. Hallelujah. Unadulterated. Amen. Straight. Hallelujah, Lord. We don't need no taste, Lord. We need it straight, God. Hallelujah. And we thank you right now in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach that you've given us, Lord, what we need in this hour. Continue to bless us, Lord. Continue to guide. Continue to lead, God. Hallelujah. Continue to bind the hand of the enemy, God. If you give me devil and demon, God. Hallelujah. Let us be able to hear, God. Hallelujah. You said, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying, God. And we thank you, Lord, that we can hear, Lord. Let not us only hear, but obey, God. Hallelujah. You said, let us not be hearers only, but let us be doers of the word. Hallelujah. So we bless your name on tonight. We give you the praise, God. We give you the glory, Lord. We give you the honor, Lord. Hallelujah. For it all belongs to you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you on tonight, God. Hallelujah. Have your way on tonight, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for what you've already done. We give you the praise, glory, and the honor. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Somebody give God a shout of victory. Hallelujah. Somebody give
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hey,
thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. It's already done.
Hey.
Thank you, God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Father. To give you praise on tonight. Amen. I tell you, I give it to the hands of my dear, dear brother. Amen. Take it away, Elder. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God on tonight for everybody that called and tuned in. We have a blessed time with the Lord. We want to remind everybody we will be back on tomorrow night. Same time, same channel, same number. Tomorrow's open discussion. Praise God. Bring your questions, bring your comments, bring your testimonies, bring your topics. Hallelujah, amen. And we are going to have an open discussion in the name of the Lord on tomorrow night. Hallelujah, amen. So we expect to see y'all on tomorrow night. Remember, be blessed and don't forget, hallelujah, to say your prayer and see what God can manifest in your life. On tomorrow. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God. And we gonna see y'all.
This is Tasha Cobb singing Fill Me Up
Overflow
on power. One Mic, One Take.
Amen.
You provide the fire. You provide the spirit.
beside me. Hold my hand in a valley. Lock a knife on me. I don't know where I would be. Crazy when I need him, he's a rider. All my haters, you know he be fighting. I never had no one to stick beside me. And when it's cold, I know he got that fire.